We always say the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This man that we love and we talk about in the end was a man of emotions, was a family person that loved, that was only a father, a husband, a cousin, a nephew, a grandfather. He was only human at the end of the day. إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Even Aisha radiallahu anha says, كَانَ رَجُلًا مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَفْضَلِ النَّاسِ. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not like, he was like any other man, but he was the best among people. He was gentle, he was caring. But in the end of the day, he was only human. And when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realizes that there are no supporters, where Abu al-Walid comes and says, Ya Muhammad, إِنْ أَرَدْتَ الْمَالَ أَعْطَيْنَاكَ مِنْهُ مَا تَشَاءَ حَتَّى تَكُونَ أَغْلَانَا وَإِنْ أَرَدْتَ الْمُلْكَ مَلَّكْنَاكَ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنْ أَرَدْتَ النِّسَاءَ زَوَّجْنَاكَ مَا تُرِيدُ. He says that if you want women, we will give you whatever you want. You can just look at anyone and we will give you that. Lady, if you want money, we're going to give you money until you are the wealthiest among us. If you are looking for position and kingdom and leadership, we will allow you to be the king of Mecca. And to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was insulting. But can you imagine the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being alone as this is being proposed? And he refuses sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he continues to give his da'wah until he was commanded to perform hijrah. And soon we're going to talk about hijrah. Hijrah was not the spiritual journey that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so excited about. Allahu Akbar, I am leaving to Medina. It was one of the most difficult journeys that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embarked on. And the dalil is that when he started his journey, he looked back at Mecca and said, Wallahi, innaki la ahabbul biqa'i ila qalbi walawla anna qawmaki akhrajuni minki ma kharajt. That you are the dearest location and place to my heart, and if it wasn't for your people that have taken me out, I would have never left. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves alone with Abu Bakr. They were alone. There were no supporters. Imagine years of giving da'wah, he leaves alone sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But years later, he comes in victorious. There has to be patience. Dr. Rania just spoke about shukr and spoke about sabr. This is what allows us to navigate as Muslims, that we continue to hold on to the rope of Allah. And it's not easy. So next time when you're trying to hold on to your deen and people begin to judge you, remember the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. When you're not as popular and people no longer want to sit with you because you have a message to deliver, people don't agree with your views as you're trying to align with the Quran and Sunnah, and you're trying to promote best practices within the boundaries of Sharia, you're not going to be popular. And you're going to have people that will speak against you. And subhanAllah, even goes beyond that. You may be alone in your community, within your circle. And we try to avoid that, and we try to build relationships, and we do seek counseling, but we have to teach ourselves how to be comfortable with Allah. Sometimes we seek the mawadda of the makhluqeen and we neglect the mawadda of the khaliq. Even though Allah calls us and He seeks that love, that we seek the pleasure, we seek the love of Allah's creation, neglecting and forgetting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling for this love. He calls for this love as we pray, as we engage in ibadat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us to get closer to Him, to worship Him, to engage in these ibadah. These are opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is how you get close to me. You must get comfortable to put your head on the floor and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must get comfortable knowing that when you give some type of charity, and in the absence of anyone watching, that you are far more satisfied knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. The idea that you seek counseling knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your ibadah. This is a secret between you and Allah. No one else in the world knows. Not your spouse, not your community, not your friends, not your children. No one knows. Not your parents, only Allah. And subhanAllah, as if this relationship continues to grow between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we open up to our spouses or friends or community leaders or therapists, open up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. I remember I asked the youth, there was a large group, and they always said, oh, imams sometimes repeat the same du'as in Ramadan. I was like, okay. So I waited until Ramadan finished. We got together. I said, okay, I want everyone to make du'a. And it was funny. Everyone asked the same thing that imam asks. You know, oh Allah, we ask you Jannah. The other person says, oh Allah, please save us from the hellfire. I was like, do you connect to these prayers? I was like, I know you're saying them and you mean them, alhamdulillah. But are you connecting to them? They say, these are the du'as that we know. I said, that's an issue. How do we connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where even when I make dua, that's a form of counseling. I am talking to Allah. And I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening. And subhanAllah, brothers and sisters, Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, he says something so beautifully, and beautifully said. He says, عَلَيْكَ بِطَرِيقِ الْحَقِّ وَلَوْ قَلَّ السَّالِكُونَ, that always follow the path of truth, even if you may not see or find any followers or supporters. But the idea that you know that Allah is there, that does provide the comfort that allows you to navigate. Allah is the starting point. Allah is the starting point. For a Muslim, as people seek therapy, as people reach out to imams, reach out to professionals, Allah is the starting point and the foundation. And then you reach out to build a structure. مَنْ فَقَدَ اللَّهِ فَقَدَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَمَنْ وَجَدَ اللَّهِ وَجَدَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. If you lose Allah, you've lost everything. And if you found Allah and you know who Allah is, you found everything. And then everything has a process. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the starting point.